Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to a new edition of The Voice of Mongolia. In this edition, we'll have the daily news first, as usual. Then we have an interview with Mr. Oliver Clay Kemp, a dedicated teacher at Absolute English School in Ulaanbaatar City, as he shares insights and experiences in Mongolia that inspire him. Here is the news. Overseas training conducted to strengthen human resource. The local administrative organization of the capital city adheres to a policy to involve civil servants in overseas training to improve their skills. Regarding this, the local administrative organization of the capital city has conducted a survey to identify the specialized professionals needed in its 40 subordinate organizations. The most in need jobs are in software development, occupational safety and health, construction, automotive engineering, electrical, power and water supply, as the survey shows. Some 25% of the surveys responded that they are interested in short-term training of 1 to 30 days, 54% medium-term training of 1.5 to 6 months, and 21% long-term training of 1 year or more. In the first phase, engineers and technicians will be involved in overseas training, noted the mayor of Ulaanbaatar in a meeting with the city civil servants to introduce the policy and ongoing works of the capital city administration. When sending civil servants abroad for training to enhance human resources, they plan to use a program that guarantees job security during the training period and provides stable working conditions. Moreover, civil servants of the local administrative organization of the capital city are having online and classroom training in the country. From 2017 to 2024, in duplicated numbers, a total of 33,457 civil servants enrolled in 1,593 training sessions. Asian Development Bank forecasts Mongolia to keep its economic growth. Mongolia's economy had robust growth in 2023 as mineral output and exports increased, leading to current account and fiscal surpluses, as well as larger international reserves. Inflation receded but remained elevated. Mining will drive growth in 2024 and 2025, particularly the Oyu-Tolgoi mine, which is expected to ramp up concentrate production. In its flagship economic report, Asian Development Outlook April 2024, the Asian Development Bank projects that Mongolia's economy will grow with 4.1% in this year compared to 7% growth in 2023. Growth in 2024 will be supported by mining and higher government spending, though the agriculture sector is expected to contract as Mongolia suffers from one of its worst winters in recent memory. The report also projects that gross domestic product growth in 2025 will climb to 6%, driven by an agricultural sector recovery, mining expansion, and services growth. Development Plan of Mongolia for 2025 identifies 8 policy priorities. The government of Mongolia discussed the draft resolution of the State Great Khural on approving the development plan of Mongolia for 2025 and decided to submit it to the parliament. The draft plan coordinates with development policy and plans such as Vision 2050, Mongolia's long-term development policy. The new revival policy and the 5-year development guidelines of Mongolia in 2021 to 2025. Under the goal of ensuring economic growth benefits every household, the development plan drafts identifies 8 policy priorities, namely, policy for sustainable economic growth, human development policy to reach economic growth benefits to every household, governance policy based on science and advanced technology, policy to improve the business and investment environment, green development policy, regional development policy, Ulaanbaatar City zoning, 20-minute city policy, and national resilience policy. Alright, that's all for today's daily news. After the musical break, we'll have an interview with Mr. Oliver Claycamp, a dedicated teacher at Absolute English School in Ulaanbaatar, as he shares insights and experiences that he inspire him.
Торгоор хүрэй хүүхдэд ганга
says, welcome back. You've been with the Voice of Mongolia. Today, we'll present an interview with Mr. Oliver Claycamp, a dedicated teacher at Absolute English School in Ulaanbaatar.
He's been teaching for 8 years, a teaching experience. And hello, Mr. Oliver. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Oliver Claycamp, and I've been in Mongolia for about 8 years. I've been teaching for longer than 8 years, actually. Mm-hmm. But I've been here about 8 years teaching at different schools, and I was really excited to come on to this podcast. So thank you very much.
Okay. Could you tell us, please, about how many years have you been in Mongolia and your experience and living and working experience, basically, in Mongolia?
Okay. Yeah. I've been here, as I said, about 8 years. I first came in 2004. I was a young man traveling the world, and I came here and started working at Jet English. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've heard of that one. Mm-hmm. And that's when I met my wife and got married. And then I've been coming back and forth ever since. And Mongolia has definitely changed since 2004. I can't believe it, how different it is now.
2004. Mm-hmm. How many years? That's 20 years?
20 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, as I know you, you've been, you're like one of the longest living teachers in Mongolia. One of the longest living.
Okay, yeah, I've been here a while, yeah.
Okay, and how is your book? Let's start with your book.
So I wrote this book. It's called
Virtual Gods.
Yeah, and right now it's at the InterGnome bookstore, and there'll be in other bookstores coming soon. And I wrote this book. It's a sci-fi adventure for mostly like teenagers and that kind of age group. And I'm really excited about it. It's a very exciting and action-packed book. It's about new technology, and it's very futuristic. So I'm really excited to get it out and get people to start reading it, because I really believe in it, and I think it's a good book and a good way to study the language.
Could you tell us where are the stores? Like, where are you selling?
Okay, right now I'm selling at the InterGnome by Moist is the main one. And then starting next week, it will be at the Shangri-La.
Shangri-La?
Yeah.
Great.
The InterGnome.
Mm-hmm. So anything else about the book? And I've been really, you could show it the book, and it's really nice cover. It has a really nice cover.
Yeah, so this book is quite special. It's a very high-tech book, or futuristic. Mm-hmm. Here we have a special AR code. So that's something else I do, is make AR holograms. So a hologram will appear on the cover. And there's also a code for vocabulary to help students. So that will appear on the phone. And there's a lot of pictures, and it's a very action-packed, exciting book, and I think a lot of people will like it.
There's also pictures inside.
Yeah, there's definitely pictures, yes. Each chapter has a picture. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun to write, and I'm excited to get people to read it.
I've heard it has a really good plot story inside of it also.
Yeah, it's got a very exciting story. It's about a group of six kids, teenagers, who go on this very like mystery adventure, and it's got a lot of history and action and technology, and so it's really exploring the future, and it opens up a lot of doorways for things that people should think about as all this new technology comes. You know, what kind of dangers we might have in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's really a important topic.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you the next question. It's about advice for the people who are coming to Mongolia as a foreigner. Since you've been like living for like 20 years, it's what advice you want to give for like new foreigners or new coming people?
New foreigners, I think just the typical advice. You know, just make sure you have the right kind of clothes if you're coming in the cold weather. Most people can't really understand how cold Mongolia gets.
Yeah.
So I often tell people, advise them that they really need to work hard to get the right kind of clothing and get ready for that. But otherwise, I think that Mongolia is not, it's not that scary of a place anymore. When I first came, I think it was more, a little bit more dangerous, a little bit more wild and adventurous than it is now. I think it's got really kind of calmed down lately.
Got organized.
It's got a bit more organized. It's a bit less, aggressive on the streets.
Developing,
Developing. I think so. Right. I think it has developed.
Yeah, and 20 years, it's a lot of time. Sometimes, it's 20 years is not a short time for sure. And what's special been for staying for 20 years? What was your decision? Or what's special about our country?
It just happened that I got married here to a Mongolian woman, and so that kept me coming back and forth. And so in a lot of ways it's nice to be here. We have a lot of family here and very used to this place. And it's been very interesting to see how Ulaanbaatar has developed. It used to be, I remember when I first came, the entire Zaysan region was just a field. There was nothing out there. And now it's so developed. So that's quite shocking to see all that changes.
Well, it's reason is your family. For staying for 20 years.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, anything else than your family? What's special about our
country? Yeah, so, what's special about Mongolia? Well, I really like Mongolian people. I've known a lot, and I think that Mongolian people can be very warm, and when they make friends, they can be really loyal and good friends, so I really like that. I think that Mongolian people are generally pretty straightforward and honest people, and pretty down to earth. So I've lived in a lot of different places all around Asia, and I think Mongolian people are one of my favorite Asian people, for sure.
Okay, that's a really nice of you, especially hearing it from you, and. Could you tell us about your family since you've been have a Mongolian family, and also I've heard that you can have a business with your family. And
Right, sure. So my wife is the manager of Extreme Mongolia. That's a sports camp that's in Tirlich.
Yep.
That's a really nice camp. It's got the zip line and suspension bridge and a lot of different things. So people like to go there if you want to have a little bit more of a fun time, a little more adventure. And so that's her job, and her family runs that.
Been there. It was amazing.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of fun to go there. It's a really beautiful area, and people usually enjoy when they go there. And I also have three children. My oldest son, Noah, he's 15 and he's in ninth grade, and they are going to the elite international school. And then my second son is Tobias, and he's 12, and my daughter is Azura, and she just turned 6.
And it's been an amazing. I've been there myself. We've been there together, and since you're working and worked at Absolute English and for a long time, and could you tell us about Absolute School of English and about the school?
I've worked at several different schools across Ulaanbaatar, and I really think that Absolute is one of the best schools as far as the culture and the management and how students are treated. Students really seem to enjoy it there, so there's always a lot of students. It's as much
a club
kind of time as it is a school, because you always see a lot of students there, and they really seem to enjoy coming and just spending time there and going to the library and studying and taking advantage of the different clubs and different extracurricular activities. So I believe it, and I've heard from a lot of other students that it is really one of the best English schools in Mongolia.
Yeah, certainly, for sure. Yep, and how do you see future of Mongolia?
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm hopeful that things will improve. Maybe the roads will improve, and traffic will get better. Maybe something can be done about the air pollution problem. So I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm. I see signs up that maybe metro is going to come.
Oh yes.
Yeah, they've been talking about that since the very first time I came to Mongolia in 2004. They've been talking about mm-hmm. getting some kind of metro going. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to hold my breath this time, but hopefully it does happen, and that would be amazing. That would be a real help.
Yes, that will be really helpful for transportation. Since
absolutely,
yeah. For sure. All right, and what's next for you? Like, what do you see? Like, what's your next for your career? Do you?
Well, I'm working on my business. Mm-hmm. I have a technology company.
Oh yeah.
And we do a lot of different kinds of augmented and virtual reality products. Mm-hmm. And so my family and I are thinking about moving back to America, mm-hmm. maybe this year, mm-hmm. and maybe start a business there.
In America?
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
you're going back to Seattle?
Probably not Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anything in mind? What city would you?
I'm not. We're still looking around.
Looking
at what
for
city.
A good city.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. That's I'm hearing it from you. Like you're gonna go back to the States and. Mm-hmm. Okay, and anything else that you want to add in this interview? Since you're, are you working on the writings? Like, how do you see yourself in the future? Are you like become a writer?
Yeah, I'd be happy to be a writer. I mean, I have written, so I am a writer, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I would be happy to, write more books and put them out. I really enjoy doing that. And I also enjoy promoting and marketing my books. So it'll be some kind of combination of that, writing and promoting and marketing using new technology. I find it really fun. So I hope that I'm going to get to do that more.
Virtual gods, yeah?
Yeah, that's virtual really gods. Available now at your local internome. Mm-hmm. And and also what's exciting about it, I didn't bring it here today, but actually there's a stand for the book, and that has augmented reality. So you scan it with your phone and the whole thing comes to life. A book starts flying around, and so it's very interesting, exciting thing.
It's animation. Yep, I'm sure I wanted to read it.
And, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a really good plot, and since you are like really, I would say, kind of a storytelling person, you like a lot of about American stories and stories and
sure.
about like storytelling that you have mm-hmm. a good legends, and I'm sure like there will be really exciting for Mongolian people to read also.
Sure. Well, if you're interested in reading, I want you to go and take this copy. It's
oh, wow.
a gift for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's really amazing book and looks really futuristic, right?
Right.
It's technology.
Yeah.
Thank you for the book. I'm sure I'm going to read it. And hopefully it's really easy to read.
Okay, and, I think so.
Moving on to the next question. Mm. Could you also like tell us your experience in teaching, like, or maybe like people for who want to learn English language as for Mongolians, and tell us like how to learn English, as you know, like your experience with experienced teacher.
Mm.
You could tell us like an easy,
the easy way to learn
easy
English.
Ways. Yeah,
I don't know about how easy it is. To just learn English, but a lot of students now are spending, as they grow up, they're watching a lot of YouTube, for example, and mm-hmm. that really gives them a leg up in language. So a mm-hmm. lot of them are coming in to the school and they can already speak quite well. So that's been a big change I've noticed. So exposure to material in the target language, so in English, that really does help children, and that's a really fast way to kind of get them. Mm-hmm. Going
exposed English materials.
Yeah, expose them to English materials, and otherwise putting them in a class is a really nice way because that gets mm-hmm. a very supportive environment, mm-hmm. and people are making sure that that the students are progressing nicely, And they're going to make some friends and have a, you know, have a kind of a social experience too. And I think that all these things come together to make it a very positive experience for learning the language quickly. And that's kind of experience that students have at Absolute. It's very studious, academic, but also a lot of fun. So I think students enjoy being there, and I think they learn quickly.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, like talking with lots of teachers, mm-hmm. like speaking, for example, helped me a lot to learn English and expressing myself.
Right. Yeah. That's a very important thing. Mm-hmm. Speak freely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have another question for you, okay. And it's about Mongolian culture, basically. Like, how did you felt, like, basically coming here first time? Like, I think as an American person, you could just be in a cultural shock, and I don't know, it's how the film went well, like, especially the traditional side of Mongolia.
Yeah. So when I first came here, I'd already lived in China for a year before that.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of ready for it, but Mongolia was definitely different. Not really anything like China at all. Mm-hmm. And so it was very exciting for me to come here. I had an apartment. Now it's completely built up, but at that time it was completely new district. And I was very much on my own. Mm-hmm. And I had to try to figure out things by myself, and I didn't speak any of the language, and I didn't really have anyone to help me. And it was also very, it was very aggressive back then. You know, people would, hit me in the streets, and a lot of fighting and stuff. So it's very different than it is now. Mm-hmm. So it was very adventurous and wild time. But I always enjoyed especially when going out to the countryside and meeting. People and seeing the traditional lifestyle, I always thought that was very fascinating and I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of this edition of The Voice of Mongolia. You heard an interview with Master Oliver Clay Kemp, a dedicated teacher at Absolute English Teacher in Ulaanbaatar, as he shared insights and experiences that inspire him. Thank you for staying with us and goodbye. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.